The Trump administration is proposing changes on how a big environmental law, the Clean Water Act, is enforced. That could have implications for many of Louisiana's wetlands and the state's efforts to restore the eroding coast. To better understand what the proposed changes mean for Louisiana, WWNO's Travis Lux spoke with water law expert Mark Davis, who leads the Tulane Institute on Water Resources, Law, and Policy.
So let's start with the Clean Water Act. That was passed by Congress back in 1972, and it made a bunch of laws and regulations about pollution in our waterways. What did that change at the time?
The Clean Water Act really changed the way we manage our nation's water resources. Wetlands, for example, were not really a feature of American water policy at that point.
They weren't considered waterways.
They were generally not considered waterways. And also things that happened in one state that could affect another, those were not easily handled under, you know, the law prior to 1972. And that's really what this Waters of the United States rule is focusing on, is, you know, when, if I'm going to, you know, dump a load of bricks or dirt or something, or maybe I'm a state of Louisiana, I want to do a coastal restoration project. Do I need permission to do that? And that is what, you know, the Clean Water Act made those things subject to regulation and permitting.
And so there's been some confusion along the way with this law, especially around this term waters of the United States. What are waters of the United States? Are they streams, rivers, lakes? What about a stream that just fills up when it rains? That kind of thing. And it's come to the Supreme Court a few times. The Obama administration expanded that definition, and the Trump administration is making some changes. What is the Trump administration proposing?
The Trump administration is proposing a narrowing of the definition of waters of the United States, and they're very upfront about that.
And what about here in Louisiana? Would that change which wetlands are considered waters?
The way we read it, it can. Even though they're trying to come up with bright line rules that are clear and easy for anyone to understand, I'm not sure they've gotten it. And they're really asking for comments and things like that. But the two things that I think are most important from Louisiana's standpoint is they're proposing to do away with the idea of interstate waters being jurisdictional as waters of the United States, irrespective of things like navigability. And the other is the idea of wetlands that are not, you know, adjacent to a, if you will, a navigable stream or other jurisdictional water. And that includes impounded wetlands.
What does that mean?
If you build a wall around wetlands, they can be outside of the protection zone.
So like a levee?
A levee. And we've got a lot of them. And some of them are private. Some of them are public. Here in New Orleans, we have walls around all of us, but we also have walls around Bayou Sauvage National Wildlife Refuge. It's 25,000 acres of, I think, what everybody would say, and that's wet. Well, a literal reading suggests that that might not be jurisdictional.
Meaning what exactly, jurisdictional?
It means it would not be covered by the Clean Water Act. And so you, if you wanted to go fill in something there, you could. And keep in mind that, you know, Bayou Sauvage was not originally a national wildlife refuge. It was supposed to be houses. So places like that were, you know, exactly what the Clean Water Act was able to come in and help protect.
And what about coastal restoration? What might this mean for coastal restoration efforts in the state? Could it make it more difficult or easier to do restoration?
I don't think it's going to have a huge effect on the restoration activities. By and large, I think those are still going to be covered by the permitting process. Where it gets trickier is when you're trying to conserve wetlands. And that's, you know, that's the first goal, is don't lose what you've still got. If areas that are impounded are no longer protected, then you can have more pipelines, there'll be no mitigation. You know, a lot of the things that we're counting on to balance the restoration program may not be there anymore.
Mark Davis directs the Tulane Institute on Water Resources, Law, and Policy. Thanks for your time, Mark.
My pleasure.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Foundation for Louisiana, and local listeners.